is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says yes, he did authorize the CIA to conduct operations inside Venezuela. And yes, a series of U.S. attacks on boats off the country's coast was justified.
We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela, and a lot of the Venezuelan drugs come in through the sea.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe from the White House.
The president's confirmation comes as the U.S. military has surged forces into the Caribbean. More than 6,000 troops, including 2,000 Marines, aboard the USS Iwo Jima. So far, the administration's announced 5 strikes on boats that killed 27 people. It claims they were filled with drugs and narco-terrorists.
Day 16, and the Senate is scheduled to vote again this morning on ending the government shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian.
As far as next steps, you know, I asked Leader Thune kind of what his thinking or strategy is going forward. He continues to insist that Democrats need to sign on to this short-term funding bill.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the president from firing government workers. Typhoon Halong has come and gone, but the system's record storm surge along Alaska's southwestern coast has left hundreds of people trapped. Emergency Management's Jeremy Zidek.
It's an extremely remote area. There's no roads between communities, and the only really reliable way to get in there is by air, and sometimes weather doesn't allow that.
Officials say residents of 2 hard-hit villages are being airlifted to drier ground. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to secure the return of all of the hostages from Gaza after Hamas transferred 2 more bodies last night. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israel says the 2 bodies belong to Inbar Hyman, the only female among the bodies, and Mohammed Al-Atrash, a Bedouin tracker and a father of 13. Hamas said it has now returned all of the bodies of the hostages that it was able to reach. Israel denied the Hamas claim and said that Hamas is violating the terms of the ceasefire. The Israel Hostage Forum urged the government to delay the next stage of the truce until Hamas returns all of the remaining 19 bodies.
A report from the agribusiness company Cargill shows Americans upped their protein intake 61% last year. That could be risky. Dr. John LaPook.
Consumer Reports said 2 products, Naked Nutrition's Vegan Mass Gainer Powder and Huel's Black Edition Powder, contain so much lead they advise against consuming them. In statements to CBS News, both companies acknowledge trace amounts of lead occur naturally in plants.
Dow futures up 114. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was called in for a crash in Racine last night. At around 10:30, emergency crews were called to a motorcycle accident on Washington Avenue near 14th. Initial reports are that the rider wasn't breathing when rescue teams arrived and that CPR was being performed. Police are still investigating what led up to the crash. We're working on learning more about the status of the driver. A Racine man accused in a 2024 shooting is finally behind bars. Police say 36-year-old George Mitchell was taken into custody this week on charges that he shot a man during a fight inside an apartment on Roosevelt Avenue in April of last year. Court records show Mitchell, a convicted felon, wasn't even supposed to have a gun. Investigators say video from the building shows him pulling a gun and firing once, hitting the victim in the chest. He faces multiple felony charges and could spend years in prison if convicted. Kenosha County is making it easier for homeowners to protect their property from fraud. The Register of Deeds office has rolled out an improved land notification system that sends alerts when documents are recorded in your name or tied to your property. The Register of Deeds says they're trying to fight fake paperwork and notary scams. The updated system lets users sign up for text messages or emails if anything suspicious is found. Federal agents started tracking a Kenosha man after someone reported his TikTok post threatening law enforcement. Court records say 38-year-old Andrew Stanton allegedly encouraged people to shoot at ICE agents. Investigators say a tip sent to the Wisconsin Statewide Intelligence Center started the case in late August. TikTok then gave subscriber records to federal officials, helping them trace the videos back to Stanton. He now faces a federal charge for threatening U.S. officials, and he does remain in custody. And Brewers pregame takes over the traditional WRJN airwaves at 4:30 today. First pitch in Game 3 against the Dodgers is at 5:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelich hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out, and this is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Travel a lot. I'm constantly going through security, always behind that person that's never left their house before. They always want to ask me questions like, can I bring soup on the plane? It's homemade soup. I'm like, you should ask them. For an ID, can I use a fishing license? Should I take off my shoes and my pants? Yes, you should. Airport security is annoying. It's nothing compared to international travel, like going through customs and immigration. That's so intense. They're dressed like SWAT team members. I always get so nervous. I'm like, do I have heroin on me? I don't even know what heroin looks like, but I might have accidentally packed some. There's that mini interview with the customs agent. What do you plan to do in the country? Murder people. You got me. I wasn't ready for your trick questions.
It's been a hard day's night. I should The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. Remember that movie came out? We went to the local drive-in theater to see it where I lived. Normally, there's never a line there. If there is, it's a short line. This one was wrapped down the highway to go see A Hard Day's Night. But my dad says, we're going to go see it. And we saw it. I remember the second movie was Six Black Horses with Audie Murphy. And I remember the coming attractions trailer was for a movie called For Those Who Think Young, which just came out on DVD and Blu-ray not that long ago. It's kind of a beach movie. It's funny what you remember. I always say my superpower is I can remember every movie I've ever seen and the theater I've seen it in, or drive-in in this case, where I've seen it in. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. It's 11 past 6 o'clock. It's your Thursday morning. Coming up a little after 7, we're going to scare the jammies off ya with Haunted Racine. We've got Rory Graves coming in again. She was here last year, and we're going to talk more about places that we've all been to in Racine. But do you know the haunted stories behind them? And one, we're going to talk about the Taylor home, the orphanage. I was just there recently, just there a couple of weeks ago. And now we're going to find out. Goose pimples just popping on me here. And also a building I pass every single morning on the way to work. It's on the cover of her book, Haunted Racine. We'll talk about that too. That's all straight ahead. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 63, chance of showers tonight, lows 58, then cloudy tomorrow, high 72. Over the weekend, showers and thunderstorms right now, clear, 55 degrees, right here, right now at Radio Park. Bobby Rydell doing the cha-cha-cha at 612, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Cha-cha, 614, local news, timeless, it's WRJN. All right, Halloween, a lot of fun for kids, huh? Well, let's forget about them for a minute. Should adults get their own night to celebrate Halloween? The term Adult-O-Ween is back in the news. The folks at Ferrero Candies got it trending last year. Their new poll found over half of adults think grown-ups should get their own night to celebrate Halloween without involving the kids. 54% now say they wish it was a real thing, Adult-O-Ween. Oh, come on, you got to come up with a better name than that, don't you? 615 WRJN with Three Dog Night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It that's the loneliest number since the number one.
Night has one 618 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day, highs near 63. The sky is clear, 55 degrees here at Radio Park. And today's WRJN Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale. Just brew it as comfort in a cup for you every day of the week. Step into a warm fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with the scents of the season. Caramel apple, pumpkin spice, just brew it as all the flavors that make chilly days warm and satisfying. Go to WRJN.com right now, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just 10 bucks. Now, we figured it out. That's half price. $20 and you only pay 10. Now, this flash sale only runs till 9 o'clock, and that's it. It's all over. Just brew it. $20 for $10, but only at WRJN.com. Click on that Big Deals banner. The flash sale runs till 9 o'clock. Sounds good, doesn't it? All right, I have a poll here on parents stealing Halloween candy. That's right, you heard me. Most parents will steal their kids' candy stash. Two-thirds say they have the right to dip into their kids' stash starting November 1st. That's just a few hours after they finish collecting it. 58% think they should also be allowed to dig in while the kids are still trick-or-treating. The candy they're most likely to steal, parents steal full-size candy bars. 76% of parents said that's their top choice. 72% prefer the familiar flavors over the new types. And 67% want nostalgic favorites from their own childhood. So there you go. Parents admitting they steal candy. Right now, it's time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Week 42 of the 2025 movie season is at hand and with some nice choices. First up, what do you get when you cross a venture capitalist, a gig worker, and an inept angel? A comedy drama called Good Fortune, starring Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen, and Aziz Ansari. The film is drawing good reviews so far, and it's nice to see another comedy in the theaters. After the Hunt, starring Julia Roberts, opened in a limited release last week and goes wide this week. Reviews are just so-so for this crime drama. Black Phone 2 hits the big screen to pretty good reviews for this Texas horror film starring Ethan Hawke and Madeline McGraw. The film is pulling roughly the same fresh rating as the first Black Phone at around 80%. Opening in semi-wide release are two dramas. The first is Urchin, starring Fear the Walking Dead alum Frank Delane, who plays an addict living on the streets of London searching for redemption. Truth and Treason is a German historical drama about a teenager in a moral dilemma as he tries to avoid the Gestapo. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
WRJN.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me. Tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom. Yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom. Yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom. Yada la 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 la. Shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom. Yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom. Yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom. Yada la 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 la. Shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom.
And on it ding dong, na lang, na lang, na lang.
Shaboom,
ba do, ba do, ba do, ba be. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom. Do you shaboom, shaboom? Do you shaboom, shaboom? Sweetheart!
There you go, the crew cuts and shaboom. It's 627, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, some childhood fears are silly to look back at now, like monsters under your bed. That's not real, right? Monsters under the bed, just make sure. But others can continue into adulthood. A new survey found 29% of American adults admitted they're still afraid of the dark. 28% say they love watching horror movies, but men are more likely to admit they have nightmares after watching a scary horror film. Yeah, of course, you know. Of course. Speaking about scary, Rory Graves, the author of Haunted Racine, coming up a little after 7 there at WRJN. Stompers, Washington Square. It's exactly 6:30, local news, timeless hits as we check our news this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. School aid is heading in opposite directions for Racine and Kenosha schools next year. According to new numbers from the state, Racine Unified is getting an 11% increase, about $20 million more than last year. Meanwhile, Kenosha's aid is dropping by roughly 9.5%, a 6% decrease. The Department of Public Instruction says shifts in enrollment and property values are behind the changes. Statewide, most school districts will see less aid next school year. A serious crash in Racine late last night left a motorcyclist fighting for their life. It happened on Washington Avenue near 14th at around 10:30. Police and firefighters found the rider with no pulse and started CPR right away. Flight for Life was called in to take them to the hospital. We're working on learning more. They're pushing back against federal immigration crackdowns just across the state line. The Lake County Board just across the border voted this week to ban ICE and Border Patrol from using county property for immigration enforcement. That means no parking lots, garages, or vacant land for their operations. Leaders say recent federal arrests have unnerved communities, especially after a dramatic incident in Waukegan last week. Signs and barriers are going up to warn agents and restrict access. County officials say the move sends a message, but it does not block agents from coming onto public property if they need to. And Brewers pregame takes over at 4:30 today. First pitch in the NLCS Game 3 against the Dodgers is at 5:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farmers for Free Trade. It's not only a phrase, it's a movement. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And yesterday, the Farmers for Free Trade RV rolled through Wisconsin. What were they looking for? What do they hope to accomplish? That's next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Brian Keel is the executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. They brought their RV to Westby, Wisconsin yesterday to find out what farmers had to say about free trade. He said that's really what this is all about.
Farmers for Free Trade got started in 2017, and it was a lot of the ag associations that came together to form Farmers for Free Trade. So the corn growers, milk producers, the pork producers all decided what was needed was really a voice out in the heartland, right? That there's a lot of lobbyists in D.C. We didn't need more lobbyists. What we needed was an effort to really engage farmers and engage people on the ground talking about trade. Because trade is so important for U.S. agriculture. You know, 20% of our farm revenue comes from exports. So if we're not talking about trade, we're not talking about a really important part of farming.
Brian Keel, executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade in Westby, Wisconsin yesterday. The Farmers for Free Trade mission started in Nebraska and will physically end in Washington, D.C., where they'll present farmer stories from across the heartland about how trade has impacted their farming operation.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
And the application period is now open for the 2026 Wisconsin Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Awards. This prestigious award's presented to those families that have kept their farm in the family for 100 or 150 years. To qualify, families are required to provide proof of continuous family ownership of the property in the state of Wisconsin for either the last 100 or 150 years. Want to see details? We'll get them up at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's your food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Right now, it's 51.
I think hotels had a secret meeting recently. It was a very short meeting. Everyone flew in and they said, everybody here? All right, very quick. We're not going to own any mistakes anymore. All right, that's it. Head on back. How you doing? This key you gave me, I just tried it in my door. It's not working.
Did you put it next to anything magnetic?
No, you just gave it to me and I just tried it and I just came back. I was expecting a good key and an apology. And I'm holding a bad key and getting an accusation.
Did you put the key next to anything magnetic?
I am a red horseshoe magnet salesman. Okay. I know what happened now. I remember you gave me that perfectly good key, and I tossed that into my bag of samples. Then I scooped that up all haphazard-like and started swinging everything asunder. I remember hearing zipping and zapping. Was that the key becoming demagnetized?
Rhapsody in the Rain at 6:39. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I think we just lost him this past year as well. A lot of the big singers of the 60s going bye-bye. Wow. Yeah, just lost Diane Keaton, great actress, the other day. Whoa. It is, 6:39, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day with a high near 63. Cloudy tonight, chance of showers. Cloudy tomorrow, high 72, and showers and thunderstorms likely over the weekend. You know, I poked my nose out a few minutes ago, and it was cloudy except over the lake. It was just clear and sunny, but the clouds in front of it, what a picture that was. So right now it's cloudy. It's 55 degrees here at Radio Park. All right. People always ask me, why don't you want to shake my hand? Well, here's why. In a new survey, 77% of Americans said they see other people leave public restrooms without washing their hands. 85% of women say they always wash their hands, compared with only 77% of men. And I don't think that's honest. 77% say they wash their hands. Even if the person I'm shaking hands with washes their hands, they're still shaking hands with people who haven't washed their hands. And that's why I don't like to shake anybody's hands. Because at church, they're saying, why don't you shake my hand? That's why I don't shake your hand, all right? DC5, because WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
Because 6:43, local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. Oh, this is kind of a neat story. A couple near Raleigh, North Carolina, finally got to take their honeymoon more than three decades after they got married. Cheryl Bach showed up at a lottery headquarters on Friday to cash in her $1 million scratcher she bought. But she told the lottery officials she and her husband will finally get to plan a honeymoon 31 years after their wedding. They're not sure where they're going, but in any case, good for them. And speaking about marriage, what a coinciding. Here come the Wedding Bell Blues here in the Fifth Dimension.
Bill, I love you so, I always will. I look at you and see the passion. Ooh.
Watching Wedding Bell Blues, 646, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Today, partly sunny, highs near 63. Right now, we've got some clouds, 55 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7, we're going to scare the jammies off you. We've got Rory Graves coming in talking about Haunted Racine. I got a bunch of things I need her to talk about that were in the book. What is that? Taylor Children's Orphanage on Taylor Avenue. Just there the other day. Who knew there was a haunted story about it? At least one of the cottages, anyway. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. It's 646 WRJN. A waitress in Louisiana did the Heimlich maneuver on a customer and saved his life. Madison Bridells is still in high school, but already this is the second life she saved. She also had to do the Heimlich on her dad once. She was hanging Halloween decorations at the diner. When a guy stood up and put his hands around his neck, she immediately ran over and saved his life, got back to work, finished the shift, and continued hanging the Halloween decorations. It's just in a day's work, right? The Morning Show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
And let's get to that Foodie Big Deals flash sale right now. It's Just Brew It. They have comfort in a cup for you every day of the week. Step into a warm fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with the scents of the season. Caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Just Brew It has all the flavors to make those chilly, warm days just satisfying. All right. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click on the Big Deals banner and purchase a $20 gift certificate to Just Brew It for just $10. Half price. I know it's half price. We had a calculator here. We figured it out. So a $20 gift certificate for only $10. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals banner. And this flash sale is only good till 9 o'clock. Then it's gone.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Yeah.
Jake and Dee Dee, thou shalt not steal. Good advice. 6:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Have a poll here for National Delivery Driver Week. It found 1 in 11 Americans now have seen a delivery robot. Most of us would rather have our food delivered by a human being, though. Only 5% said they prefer a bot. So congratulations, DoorDashers. Now, AI is not replacing you yet, at least until people find out, hey, I don't have to tip a robot. Things may change then. 6:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for partly sunny weather today. Highs near 63 right now. A bit of clouds. 56 here at Radio Park. Spencer Davis, give me some lovin'. Give me some lovin'. 6:55, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, this is odd but true. An Ohio lawmaker wants to ban marriages between humans and AI bots. Yeah, arguing that marriage should only be between two humans, not a human and a chatbot. How did this even come up for discussion? That's what I want to know. It's 6:55, WRJN, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. These are the zombies, she's not there.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about tell me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you.
she had dead the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Zombie, she's not there. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, it's important to remember there are some lovely human beings out there named Karen. But yet, stories like these aren't helping. A woman named Karen was laid off, and she made a lot of accusations against the company she worked for, including they didn't give her a farewell card. Company says they did pass around a card. Just nobody wanted to sign the card.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
We're going to talk about Haunted Racine. Rory Graves is here in just a moment. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New revelations about President Trump's plans for Venezuela. He confirms he's given the green light for the CIA to begin operations inside the country following a series of U.S. strikes on what the president says were drug smuggling boats headed for the U.S. CBS's Christopher Cruz from Washington.
What will the military and intelligence operations and the president's threats lead to? Dan Herman at the Center for American Progress.
The administration seems to be tiptoeing closer and closer to some sort